is Bird Note. Across the country, native prairie occupies only small fragments of its former range. We're here today on Washington's Whidbey Island with a group restoring a remnant prairie. Wrapped up against the cold, they're creating deep, narrow holes in the soil into which they're fitting the roots of young native plants. Cheryl Lowe, land steward for the Whidbey Camino Land Trust, explains.
So we're planting 23 different species of prairie plants. So we have about 7,000 camas bulbs, chocolate lily, harvest brodea. We're also going to be sowing a few seeds, but most of the rest of them are plants that we've grown into plugs. And some of those include the red fescue, the woolly sunflower, wild strawberry, lugula, aster, showy fleabane. We're planting 30,000 total, about 7,000 bulbs and 20-something thousand plugs.
As the prairie begins to rebound, seed-eating birds like finches and sparrows will benefit. So will fruit-eating species that enjoy wild strawberries. The restored prairie will provide cover for these small birds during the breeding season and attract voles and field mice, food for resident and migrating raptors. You can learn more about the work of the Whidbey Camino Land Trust on our website, birdnote.org. Today's show was brought to you by the Lufkin Family Foundation.